Ready?
We're ready to roll.
Okay. The gavel's gone.
So are you moving Councillor Pachacam in the chair, Councillor Lazarenko?
I don't know if I should.
Oh, sorry.
I want to hear a speech first. How are you going to handle this? Yeah, I will so move.
All righty. Thank you. All righty.
All right. Okay, Councillor Lazarenko moves the chair, so
okay.
We'll commence the meeting.
Good. And adoption of the minutes from February 10th.
We'll move the minutes of February 10th.
Move it.
As ready, confirmed by Councillor Lazarenko. All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Excellent.
First up, we have a delegation of Inspector Brian Sincora, but he's not available.
Who appears to be absent.
So we'll wait, and we'll move to the next one.
Yes.
Don Dolsky, past chair, elevated task force at Richard Dudek, to be heard in support of the application for a community incentive grant for the Atlantic Garden City United Church in the amount of $50,000 to assist with the cost of elevating for the LURD project. Don Dolsky and Richard Dudek.
Really?
Yes.
Certainly.
The fact that I'm sitting diametrically opposed doesn't mean anything. Don, would you care to join me?
Good afternoon. Just introduce your name and state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Don Dolsky, and I live at 457 Dalton Street.
Richard Dudek, 204-170 Watt Street. Well, we're here to answer any questions or any queries concerning our request through the CIGP program. I would like to, I don't know if you've got the complete application form, but I'd just like to focus on three areas for your information. One is the fact that this is a community-wide, as I would call it, church for worship and for programming, harking back to the old days, if you will, in the 80s of Shaughnessy United Church and eventual closure. The congregation has moved over. The other thing is the numbers, volume of people, traffic in the community and outreach programs that the church runs. If you have that information in front of you, you see it's quite substantial. The facility is used every day, and there are various groups that take part, and they come from all parts of the community, all wards of the community. And we want to ensure that we can adequately provide for a concern that has arisen over the last year or so, and that is older members, both senior and disabled, for both the congregation and the programs, have started to drop off because they're unable to access the stairs. And being a somewhat disabled person myself, I can certainly concur with that. Having difficulty accessing even the worship area is paramount in the minds of the church board trying to get things fixed. What the church has done is encounter or developed an aggressive fundraising program. Through church pledges alone, there's been approximately $55,000 raised already. Every grant opportunity is being sought. Community Places, Community Services Council, Winnipeg Foundation for the elevator itself, and also there is potential backing from the presbytery, which is you might call the central office of the United Church, to provide a low-interest loan if necessary. And the people are really looking forward to developing this particular lift, which will create access to all three levels of the facility. And in particular, we look forward to developing even more programs and people using the facility.
Good to hear on that last note there. Now, where's your status with relative to all of the funding sources that you are applying for? There's several here. It looks like at least eight.
Yes. If I can respond to that. The Community Places program, like 500 other groups, are waiting to hear what the province is going to do with their money. We submitted, as of February 15th, a request, again, for approximately, I think it was $50,000. and nobody has heard anything yet. I guess recent budget passing has some impact on that. Community Services Council hasn't responded as of yet. Winnipeg Foundation has advised us that the matter of the grant application will be dealt with in early September. And based on past performance, they're always behind projects like this, especially when we're dealing with the people that we're dealing with. The Cropo Foundation usually has a 30-day wait period after a letter of inquiry, and we are currently waiting for a response from them. In fact, the Cropo Foundation representative had advised the church to go after a maximum of $10,000 grant so that we could get a start on this. The Watkins Foundation, Watkins Fund, pardon me, is a subsidiary, I think, or a parallel to the United Church of Canada, and we are currently applying with them. Community Service Council, as I say, we haven't heard yet. They usually take anywhere from 2 weeks to a month to advise us.
Richard, I...
yes, Council.
You know that the recommendation from the Winnipeg Public Service is that it be denied. It does not.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah.
I guess that first issue doesn't have to be addressed. And you have no other source of funding. It all is, has been no all the way down the line.
Not at this point, Council.
Okay, now, because the recommendation that it be denied. And I would not want to move a motion that it be denied at the moment. We have one counselor who's not present here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be moving a motion to be laid over. And by that time, you may have sources of other funding.
And I will advise the CIGP office of whatever.
And you know, Richard and I would recommend that, you know, there may be maybe get some information from the administration as to see that how would you qualify to meet the application, you know, that it be granted.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a, you know, they keep, you know, they say that this is not a that is the organization is a nonprofit offering support recreation services, or is a nonprofit community organization that contributes to the health and well-being of the community, but not through the development of sports recreation capital project that is accessible to the community. Now, this is what this is the criteria we follow. And this is exactly what they've told us. So, you know, that to give you time to take a look at that.
Certainly will.
Yeah. On that. And,
we're currently, for instance, working with the Girl Guides and Brownies, is it? For part of
Brownies.
Their physical or sport program. And using the basement area, but that is still in its infancy. So, yes, I would certainly concur with your laying it over. And would it be possible or appropriate for me to contact the CIGP office?
You have to. Do whatever you have to do, Richard. Because this is, and to make it accessible to the community, you have to give a wording that it is accessible to the community. It's not that it's
just for the members.
Yeah. So that's what I'll be doing. I'll be moving
okay.
it.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I would suggest that I would recommend that you talk to Monica.
Yes,
and
I will.
Then just submit to her something in writing, stating how your organization is helping the community, such as the example you provided with the Girl Guides and anything
yes.
else.
All right.
Make sure that is on that is included on your application.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Make sure that the programs you have in place is helping the community, and make sure that it is on the application.
Okay. Well, the subsequent data or the additional data had a list of the programs, the core internal programs, and the letters of recommendation or support from, say, for instance, Girl Guides had request to they want to get involved with the facility as well. So I think I might want to focus more on what physical activity, recreation, and sport. We already had things like a book club, an art club, and stuff like that, but what other maybe more physical things we
right.
could talk about? Okay.
Do you have a list, gentlemen, of what's like people come to us. We don't advertise our facility. You know what I mean? They come to us because we have an open door policy in the North End, and in all your communities, we have people coming from all the three constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
We have Gamblers Anonymous. I don't know if you've got that in front of you. They meet Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They approached us and asked us to use our facilities. What we're trying to do is expand our building, the usage of our building, in the neighborhood for all areas. Because
well, those are all good things, and we don't have a list per se, but what I can recommend is that those things, those community organizations that provide a service to the community, whether it's recreation or, you know, assisting people with addictions, those are all worthy things that would be, I think.
But it's up to you to put that in.
Yeah, it's up to you.
I'm sorry, Councillor. I did put it into the initial application. There was a usage sheet, if you will.
It's not here. Yeah.
Okay, I will.
It just says that you're undertaking the project to help strengthen the current use as well as expand the future program for recreation. It's very general. There's no example.
And that was for the second piece, but I submitted about 20 pages of stuff in addition to that, Councillor. So, and if you need to, I will make copies and send it along to the community committee through Diane, if possible, to show you the comprehensive program outline.
Get Monica to write a positive report by providing that to her.
Unless it has to go to council.
I didn't apply for that.
If this goes to council, I doubt if it would pass because it does not meet the criteria.
Right.
Yeah.
But I will talk to Monica and see.
Talk to her. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay, we don't have the inspector, we can proceed.
Item number one, Seven Oaks House Museum Board Minutes.
Moment.
Moved by Councillor Lethbridge is in favor, contrary, carried. Number two.
It's easy, you're moving all the motions.
Moved by Councillor Lethbridge is in favor, contrary, carried. Number three, occasional liquor permit, Winnipeg Fringe Theatre Festival.
Any problem?
Nope.
Moved
on my behalf. Moved by Councillor Lethbridge is in favor, contrary, carried.
Another one?
Item number four, occasional liquor permit, the Winnipeg Jazz Festival.
Any problem?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Moved by Councillor Lethbridge. All those in favor? Contrary, carried. Number five, per capita grant, West Caledonia.
I want to lay this over because, you know, there's other grant money that could be available, Neighborhood Alive, some of the provincial funding. Lay it over to May, what is it?
To the May 19th meeting?
May 19th.
Moved by Councillor Lazarenko. All those in favor, contrary, carried. Per capita grant, Children of the Earth High School.
I'll move $100.
Moved by Councillor Lazarenko. All those in favor, contrary, carried. Number seven, per capita grant, Seven Oaks Seniors Link Incorporated.
I want to ask for financial statements and possible a 50-50 split with Councillor Shaughnessy like we did in the past. I want to lay it over to
you. Wanted May. A breakdown of expenses,
yes,
and sources,
yes,
of revenue?
To the May meeting?
Yeah. Okay, May meeting. Okay.
All those in favor, contrary, carried. Number eight, per capita grant, Cecil Road School. I'd like to see if Council Lesbreco could move $500 from land dedication and be forwarded to Deputy.
Land dedication, so they have to complete an application. There has to be an evaluation. That's the normal process.
Yeah.
And if it meets criteria, then it's a done deal.
Yeah, that the applicant. Okay, so what can
okay.
we do? What's
so
the
we'll say that $500 be approved from
subject
the land, subject to the completion of an application and a positive evaluation.
Moved by Councillor Lazarenko.
All right.
In favor, contrary, carried. Number nine, per capita grant, Seven Oaks Foundation, Education Foundation Incorporated.
Is it Councillor Shaughnessy?
It's Councillor. No, I haven't received any instructions. In
so lay over.
Lay over.
Lay over.
Council has rank
over.
In favor. Number 10, per capita grant, Catholic Women's League of the Holy Ghost Parish.
I move that the, in concurrence with the bottom paragraph.
Yeah. The new motion. Okay.
So 50-50, you and me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to get $100 back.
You get your $100 back.
Oh, they're giving back money?
Yes.
No. Well,
because I'm giving my $100.
Because you gave him $200, but he's willing to take $100.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking $100.
So he'll give you $100 back.
Sounds good.
You'll have an extra $100.
Moved by Councillor Lazarenko.
Okay.
Here. Number 11, per capita grant, O'Shaughnessy Pool Tournament. Councillor Lazarenko?
Well,
$150.
Yeah, this is from the...
Yeah.
You want to get reimbursed for your CRA?
You want to say $150.
Okay.
That's what you said, $150.
Who's this? What?
From the Minarski.
That's for you.
O'Shaughnessy, Mike O'Shaughnessy, pool.
It's a pool tournament,
but
and
probably,
net proceeds will go for the Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, go ahead.
$150, okay.
Yes.
Number 12, per capita, Manitou Wheelchair Sport Association.
Mr. Chairman, I want to lay this over because, you know, they're not giving us the location. You know, it just gives the... box number in Winnipeg. I don't know where they are. The phone number is
Okay, moved by Councilor Lazarenko.
I want that information, Mr. Chairman.
May 19th?
Yeah, and get that information.
You want the location or the address?
Where are they located?
Yeah.
Okay, moved by Councilor Lazarenko. Favorite contrary carried. Roz, my Ukrainian dance company.
How come everything is in my ward here?
I know.
What's going on?
Well, I got a whole bunch coming up, too. Don't worry.
Wait. I'll move $200.
Yeah, my council has drink water for carried. Speaking of Zella.
Okay,
there you go.
Westland Foundation for the Annual Program.
What do you want here?
Yeah, if I can, I'll be a whole sponsor for 5:25.
5:25, what p.m.?
Point Douglas. Huh?
No, it's dollars.
$525.
How did you get 525?
That's the invoice that I received. Anyways, all those favorite contrary carried. Per capita grant, St. Andrew's Place, if Council has a record, to move 200 from Point Douglas. All those in favor, contrary carried.
Okay.
And the Winnipeg Humane Society, they're looking for $200.
Jackie, how are you doing?
How come deny?
Okay,
Council Lazarenko.
All those in favor, contrary carried. Seven Oaks House Museum looking for $700.
That said 500, Council. Or are you going to up it?
Up it?
Good Lord.
Seven Oaks House Museum. I keep looking at this and.
This is for their annual open house.
What did I give them last time?
I think you gave them 800.
800, sorry.
Okay. 500.
500?
500 by Councilor Lazarenko, in favor, contrary, carried.
Okay.
Next is the Winnipeg Police Association Charitable Trust, $150 coming from Point Douglas. Moved by Councilor Lazarenko, in favor, contrary, carried. The Caribbean Community Cultural Center, if Councilor Lazarenko can move 150 on my behalf.
Aye.
In favor, contrary, carried. The Winnipeg Dynamo Kiev Soccer Club.
Move 150.
Move 150 by Councilor Lazarenko. Favor, contrary, carried. Norquay Community School looking for $200.
This is for five students to attend a mini university at the University of Manitoba.
Do you have more information?
200.
200 moved by Councilor Lazarenko.
250.
Contrary carried. If Councilor Lazarenko, 100 on my behalf for the ANCOP International for their fundraiser.
How much?
100.
100. All those in favor, contrary carried.
Aye.
The Pungas United Group of Manitoba, if Councilor Lazarenko, team of 150 on my behalf.
Okay, so moved.
Okay, all those in favor, contrary carried.
Aye.
This is your strike. Winnipeg shocks the nation.
Danny Schur.
Did you accommodate them, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, super. Good job.
Are you giving any money?
He was going to give 50.
50?
Who? Mm-hmm.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, moved by Councilor Lazarenko in favor. Contrary carried.
You know what? I don't understand you doing this thing. They're dealing with the strike of 1919. You know, they're going to be covering the monument that's in front. I guess they don't want to let it be seen because, you know, the time the monument was not there. But the Councilor O'Shaughnessy would be here. I'll tell you what, he'd be hopping. That's okay. I'll move 50.
Okay. Next, we have the Magic Tween AA. That's Councilor O'Shaughnessy. It looks like it.
Matter, which one is it?
Number 25.
It's in the old Kildonan Ward, yes.
For Ringette Championship Tournament in Saskatoon. We'll lay it over.
Lay it over, yes.
By Councilor Lazarenko, in favor. Next one is Luxton Play Center.
I'd like to lay this over.
Okay. Two.
This is like a daycare center. And I'd like to see also what Councilor Chauncey, because last time he had donated.
Okay, layover. All in favor, contrary carried. Ukrainian Musicians Association.
$250
by Councilor Azarenko is in favor.
Aye.
Contrary carried. Next is St. Anne's Anglican Church. Looking for some money for their.
I'd like to lay this over.
Layover by Councilor Azarenko. All in favor. Same thing for the next one, St. Anne's Anglican Church for their.
Yes.
For their
annual
picnic.
Church.
Layover. Next is we have Isaac Newton Junior High School. $150 for scholarships or something.
I'll move from Minarski Ward. $150.
By Councilor Azarenko. Oh, we have a lot here, eh? Sons of Ukrainian Pioneers.
Soup.
Soup, yes, soup.
Yes, soup.
You want
I'll move $500 worth of soup.
Okay. Moved by Councilor Rinkel. All in favor? Contrary? Carried. Next one is the Frontier. I don't know what this one is. Frontier College or something? They're looking for $500 to assist with police record checks.
You know, Mr. Chairman,
this is.
No, this is. I don't know. No, just a minute. You know, this is from the off St. Anne's Road.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know who they are. I don't know either. You know, I wouldn't be giving anything, but I'm just wondering if it should be laid over to see Councilor Shaughnessy.
You
haven't heard?
No, I haven't heard.
Look, it says here, this application has been submitted to the city center in Rialto.
And so
I don't think it's O'Shaughnessy doing this. They're just going all over the place.
Oh, no, it's not Councilor O'Shaughnessy that's.
No, okay, so I'll move denied.
Denied?
All's in favor, contrary, carried. Next one, number 33, is Marymount Incorporated. They're looking for anything for their exercise equipment for the school gym. I want to raise $10.
I'll move $100.
All right, move back. Councilor Lazarenko, all's in favor, contrary, carried. Next one is Holy Ghost Church Boys and Girls Club. What did we give them last year?
Last year they got $500. I think so. Yeah. No.
They got
$500.
Yeah, they did $500.
Yeah. $500.
Okay. So this is in my ward.
You
will get $500.
Yeah, I'll move $500. Okay. Councilor Rinkel, favorite country. Seven Oaks Neighborhood Resource.
This should be laid over to the May meeting, and Keith Gans and Jack Levinsky have both been
advised. Lay over by Council President.
Right.
Number 36, Atlantic Garden City. Okay, we're moving layover, right?
You know, because this is the one that says I wouldn't want to see this thing to die, like, because they'll say they have to change the wording. Layover to June.
To the June? Okay.
June. Layover. Move by Council Lazarenko. All in favor.
Layover to June.
Next one is the Filipino Seniors Group of Winnipeg Incorporated. If you can move, Council Lazarenko, if you can move the 1761, which meets criteria, out of CIGP for Point Douglas.
From Point Douglas?
Yes,
okay.
All those in favor.
You want out of Point Douglas?
He wants it all from Point Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
You want it all from Point Douglas?
You want it all?
I said, how about you go 50-50?
You want to go 50-50?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I move.
Okay, so 50-50, equally funded by Minarski and Point Douglas.
Okay, super.
Except somebody's going to pay the extra dollar, okay?
I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. You're so generous.
It's in my ward.
Well, thanks.
Sure.
That's great, thanks.
Okay.
All those in favor, contrary, carried. Number 38 is request for the approval of street names. Alan.
Yes, move it.
Yes, move it.
Okay, moved by Councilor Rinkel. All those in favor, carried. This one, there's a red flag coming up here. Request to rename Portage Avenue East to William Stevenson Place. I think there's a.
Why would they want to do that?
No. Wait, there's some. I have to lay this over. I think.
Lay over till when? June?
No, I think they changed the name now from William Stevenson to Human Rights Way or something like that.
But what is Portage Avenue? Where's Portage Avenue?
Izzy Asper or something like that.
Where's Portage Avenue East?
East of
it's
Portage.
It's east of Portage,
east of Main Street.
East of Main.
Why would they want to do that, especially in Portage Avenue? Do you know how much work it is to change that to another.
Well, they have the support of many of the businesses, except the administration preliminarily said they might not have the support of the family.
And who is William Stevenson?
So
he's the Intrepid, remember? The Intrepid.
Go ahead.
It's all in here.
Remember, Sir William Stevenson, there's a library named.
Well, he's got a library. He's got the library name.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I want this to be named Michael Pactican.
Michael Pactican. there's another. I have another email here. Hold on here. On
where did this come from, Mike?
Paul Armstrong sent it to Councilor Pactican.
Who's Paul Armstrong?
I think they wanted to rename it Izzy Asper or something like that now. Izzy Asper Place, Road or Way. That's what they want. Or Human Rights Avenue for Human Rights or something like that. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to lay this over.
Lay it over?
Yeah.
Until when?
I got to find out. Not until next month.
Who's Paul Armstrong?
Lay over to me.
I have no idea who this guy is.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, Council, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
Can I lay this one over to it's a Trave study. What I wanted to do, and I forgot to do it, is get the...
Lay over to me?
Yeah.
Councilor Lazarenko?
I wanted the residents, students to be part of, like the residents of the Exchange District. They requested it from me.
Perhaps somebody should come and delegate or something. Okay, it'll be laid over to me. It's not me. Okay.
And then what do we got?
Number 41.
Parking options on Arthur is being referred to downtown development if council
instead of the ASD.
Yeah, moved by Councilor.
So
in
concur in the recommendation. Okay.
No, it's just a motion. It's just
the motion.
Referral.
Yeah. Let it go to
downtown
instead. Yeah.
Okay. Number non-conforming approach 51, 55, 59 River Ridge
this
Place.
This is in Councilor O'Shaughnessy's ward, and I have not heard anything. But
is there any problem with that?
You know, unless the administration says something negative, he usually goes with it.
Yeah, well, it's
so what is it? Is any problem with this?
I don't know this one.
But Stephen,
it's,
do you?
It's engineering,
not traffic.
Let's let Mike have a look at it.
But so lay over to
Mark. How crucial is this?
What is it anyway?
Nay.
Non-conforming.
This applicant for a private approach. The qualified homes was denied on March 4th of 2009.
Because there's a lane, and where there's a lane, they don't allow
approaches. Here. So now, why is it here before us when it was dealt with on...
Well, the Public Works Department considers it, and if it doesn't meet the...
You know what, we should wait until... I would recommend that, Harry, we should wait until...
But it was denied in March.
Yeah, because it didn't meet the non-conforming approaches.
So why are they saying now that it meets the...
Because we have the authority to overturn that.
But so they're saying is now it meets the...
When they have a strong objection to a non-conforming approach, they usually state it in their report.
Said one thing, they should have been here. Somebody should have been here from the department.
Okay, we'll lay over.
So lay over to May.
And this is from Councillor O'Shaughnessy.
It's a sign, a plan approval for a sign, and you know how he's been with both signs.
Which one are you on now?
Repetitious.
I thought someone said that he gave you okay, but I have nothing in writing.
Which one are you on?
This is McPhillips. It's an additional item.
No, but we're number 43 yet.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we have one more, Glenn.
One more. I know you're anxious.
Okay, so non-conforming. 63. Which one did I do now?
You did number 42.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, we're number
43. Councillor Nazarenko. Just lay this one over again.
Well, this is the same.
Same thing.
Same thing. Where there's a lane.
Yeah. Let's just.
Okay.
So lay over to May.
Now, here, on the public hearing, we start at 5. So.
Well, we have half an hour.
Half an hour. Okay, now, you've got something
Glenn, you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah, this is something in Councillor Shaughnessy's ward, not too far from that one, the Better Living.
I don't think he's going to approve it.
Yeah, and I don't think so either, but I remember someone in zoning permit saying that he's okay with it, but I highly doubt it.
Give it to me, and we have your report, so we'll put it on the agenda.
He only said that you can't if it appears on the same side you can't have it. Only if it appears on the other side. But if it's on the same side, I remember him succinctly saying something like, "You got to have a different icon or something."
Yeah,
like that.
I mean something different. Yeah, so yeah,
it looks like the same.
We should lay it over to him. Deal with it until it's not on the agenda. So we're not suspending the rules.
Robert.
I emailed that a scan of those to Councilor O'Shaughnessy.
But they still have to suspend the rules to deal with it. So.
Oh, yeah.
I was in St. Vitale Center, and then I saw Sleep Country.
Meadowood. Meadowood, Dakota. I know. But that's not in his ward, okay?
I know.
Okay, Councilor Lazarenko, you wanted to approve $500 to the 147 Seniors Club.
Yeah, where is that list here?
The Holy Family Seniors Tower. That was in July.
That was July?
Yeah, see, right there.
Oh, yes. Like to move $400 to...
$400, okay.
Yeah, I'll make it $500.
Okay.
Yeah, so the 147 Seniors Club, that's 147 Aberdeen. That's the joining to the Holy Family Nursing Home.
Okay.
Okay, I move it. I'd like to move. Okay, question?
All those favor contracts carried.
Ukrainian Canadian Institute for Sweden. I'd like to move 500.
Favor contracts carried.
There is a Ukrainian Seniors Center for Sweden. 400. And where is that institute? Ukrainian. Did I move that Ukrainian Canadian Institute for Sweden? 500?
Yes.
I did that, eh?
You did.
Okay, I moved that 147 Seniors Club, 500?
Yes, you did.
And
the 400? The 400 was to...
It's the senior center.
Ukrainian
Senior Center, Institute of Persuida. 400.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
Move on my behalf, $1,000 to the Lapenos of Manitoba Basketball Association.
Move it.
Favor contract carried.
Is it the same?
Yeah. Manny Aranya's on Ashmore Drive.
Manny or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. $1,000 Point Douglas.
All right.
Same purpose.
Yeah, okay. Say this. Yeah, community basketball.
Same.
League.
Yep. Okay. Well. Okay.
Just a minute. I, you know, there's still the other application because we're still early. I mean, we still have time.
Yeah. What did you want to do?
No, I'd say the other, because don't forget, there's some senior centers that I give, but you know, I haven't talked to anybody yet.
Okay.
But I'll wait till May.
Yeah. Okay. Wait till May. Okay. Good.
May or June.
You spent a lot of money this
week,
so we'll see what the balance is.
Yeah, maybe I'll have. Maybe
you might
I'll
have zippo. To borrow.
I'll be zero.
You're fine. I think you still have lots.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
So well, meeting adjourned until 5 o'clock.
Recessed.
Recessed till 5 o'clock. Yep.
Okay. Good.
Just a minute. I just wanted to tell you today at Public Works, I asked a question about sweeping, street sweeping.
Oh yeah. When is that happening?
This coming Sunday.
Starting.
So how come we don't get anybody from that department here, too?
Who was that?
I talked to Bruce McPhail.
Oh, okay, yeah. They don't have
it'll be Sunday. They'll start Sunday. Some will be starting before that, but they're starting, I think, tomorrow of the, collector streets.
You know
regional streets and the residential, they'll start next Sunday. And the boulevards will be done because, you know, still is still ice.
You know, they said that they never clean sidewalks. I got a picture of a crew cleaning sidewalks. What is that? With a sweep cleaning the sidewalks. They clean sidewalks.
They do. You know where? Not residential.
On what? Really?
They clean McGregor.
Yeah.
Sidewalks, the Mountain Avenue, the Portage Main Street.
Yeah. The regional streets. Okay.
But not the regional streets, but they will not, they don't do. You know why? Because we tried one time with the.
Regional collector.
We tried one time, residential people said, get the hell out of here because the dust went into their houses. And, oh, yeah. People usually do it themselves. They just shoot it over. And, no, we tried it a long time ago, and it didn't work. People just said, oh, hell with you. We called down, we had the windows open. The house is all... Did we do... How about this face here, signs? Where's Glenn? Glenn?
Yes.
How about this face here, signs for 2188 McPhillips?
Oh, that's the one.
That's this one here.
Oh, that's the
better,
one. Oh, okay.
Better, better.
All right, he did that.
The other thing is, this sign is further back from that sign, so I don't know if that makes a difference to council.
Okay, now, what about this, Glenn, about this 472 Templeton Avenue?
I just finished the report today, and...
We didn't do that yet.
No.
And we are going to adjourn.
It's a variance to allow them to build three row houses so far in a fairly large development.
What's your recommendation?
I'm saying approved with just the condition that the variance expires in 2 years.
Yeah.
Michael dealt with the rezoning, and there's...
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
I thought we approved this already.
You approved the rezoning and some other variance.
Yeah.
And...
those were the townhomes, right?
Yeah.
Those the guys from Y3 or whatever,
yeah.
Y, whatever it is?
Yeah. So now what they want to do, they've changed them from two-story to one-story, and they've made them deeper.
So oh, yeah.
So the three ABC nearest Templeton are...
Yeah.
One of them is 17
and
feet
then,
from the property
then,
line. The other two are 18, and the requirement is 20. And I'm
sure.
I'm saying it's okay.
Let's deal with that.
And that's 472 Templeton. That's on
Let's
the
that. Diane. We have a
Templeton McGregor southeast corner.
Diane,
southeast. That's in my ward.
Yeah.
Or it's my.
Because we're not amending it.
Well, there's no problem with that, Glenn. There's no problem with it, eh?
No, I don't see any problem.
Okay, Dan.
Dan.
Dan. You're not finished yet. Dan. Coffee break open.
Dan, we still have finished one more item.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we haven't. We haven't finished.
It's in the old Kildonan ward.
That's
okay. I don't think there's no problem here. 472 Templeton Avenue.
It's a minor variation for a setback of 17 feet instead of 20.
Yeah.
And planner's recommending approval.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
We approved this once before.
Public hearings. Isn't that the public hearing?
It's in the public hearing.
Well, this is part of the public hearings.
Okay, so.
Oh, I thought you were just getting ready for the
hearing. No, we can't deal with this.
No,
I wanted you.
I can go back and talk to Michael now.
Yeah, go back and talk to Michael. I tried.
Is this a new wire?
I tried.
Sorry.
No, you know why we're considering that variance? Because
Let's go over here.
Yeah, because in accordance with the recent amendment to the procedures bylaw, okay. We can consider any variances after 2 years, within the 2 year time frame.
Good.
Yeah, that's what comes back.
So that's why we've got it, and the board doesn't.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to Michael before I talk to him?
What's that?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Want to sit in?
Yeah, I'll pop in. No. Councillor Lazarenko, that's item 6 of the public hearings.
Thanks, Glenn.
Sorry.
Where are they going?
Getting me all mixed up here.
I thought we could have a little informal.
Oh, sure. No informal.
No.
Can't do that.
It's illegal.
I mean, you only have me to talk to.
Hey.
Well, this is nice. You know, we've got 20 minutes. Get a little bit of a... I think I'm going to grab a coffee.
I'm going to go tell him Casey Jones gone to the media already. He's raising hell about you guys going in his camera.
I'm curious.
Tell him this is affecting his area.
Oh, they're not on the camera.
No, it says to do with mic stuff. So.
Yeah.
Where's that one he's talking about?
The West Alexander and Centennial Media.
Yeah.
Let
me dealt with it before.
Is that for the new senior block that they want to build?
I don't know.
No, we dealt with this before. This was that...
the secondary plan.
Nick Phillips, Prince Street, Logan. Yeah, this is all.
Mm-hmm. No, but the one Michael's bringing forth, is that that seniors conference?
Not here, no.
I don't know. I really can't say.
I'm going to get myself.
I'm going to go grab a coffee.
Yeah, it's there.
Well,
you know what? I might
downstairs. No, there's none here. We don't make it here because we don't have a budget.
We don't have a budget.
We don't a budget like all the other standing
You spent
committees.
All the money here.
Riverbank Management.
I know Riverbank has it.
The committee, we get charged $500 a year, and we never use coffee once.
Until I came and took that meeting and offered, and they said, hey, this is great. This is, you know, we have the budget, and we haven't used it. So now they use it. I don't think there's coffee. If I don't have a quarter, that's what I do. That's all it costs is a quarter. Yeah. So
3 months.
Just 2 more meetings after this one.
You don't do the July one then?
No.
So you'll obviously have your replacement sitting in with you on June.
You know what? My replacement is going to be a seasoned clerk. Probably be Inga. Gunberg. She was the clerk for East Goldonan. She was a clerk for Assiniboia. She did Lord Selkirk eons ago. Oh, yeah, she's been a clerk. She's been doing this since 92.
Mike and I were having a discussion about the redistribution of the wards. And I've been talking with Mark Lemoyne because they're going to do it this year in terms of...
Yeah, for the 2010 election, general election.
He says it's not. He says it's for 2014.
Oh, really? They're not.
I says, that's funny because Mark didn't say it was for 2014. Mm.
The Ward Boundaries Commission hearing?
Yeah, that's this year.
Well, they usually do it the year before.
Exactly.
The year before, and this is 2014.
I'll pass it up. I told Mike I will check with Mark and get that answer.
So. Okay. Well, I'm going to go grab a coffee.
No problem. I'll wander around for it.
Would you like one, Casey?
No, I'll
coffee. Buy you one.
I got
one. Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring coffee.
Thank you.
It's no problem. The Selkirk Avenue, is it?
No. The applicant's not able to be here, but he sent a letter saying
I didn't know I'm there in opposition.
My apron off.
Yeah, holy smokes.
Well, I asked how we proceed in terms of you amending or making revisions to your report. And they said, well, did you submit a revised report? And I said, no, because I just found out this afternoon. So you have
ready?
To give it
full.
Yeah. Well, it's just 49 years.
It's all recorded.
But the thing is,
there's no problem with this one, 341 South. I think there's a...
Yes, it does.
It does.
There's a letter.
Those things have to be identified by the committee, so they're going to have to, amend the recommendation.
Okay.
Let's
let Mr. Patrick know. I did. Thank you. Give him a heads up. Yeah. Thanks for good. I'm glad.
Did you guys try to write a rule?
No. Before. All right. It is not quite. One more minute.